Yeah, dude.
Actually, this is the perfect intro to get into our topic. Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Find out more. Special-Light.com. A new career with great starting pay, amazing benefits, room to grow. Special-Light, L-I-T-E.com. And find out more. Your topic for today, what will never not be funny? All right? So if you will, what's something that just you're always going to laugh at?
It's every
always
time you
every
see
time
and you're just
every
like,
time.
Blah!
That's why I say it, jackass. Like just people hurting themselves, I guess on purpose. Like you don't ever want to see someone like get hurt, but when they're doing it to themselves, like the milk crate challenge that we talked about earlier.
Yeah,
like,
no, they set themselves up. Yeah. They fail in for our entertainment. I absolutely
like,
love that.
They'd be like someone
challenge.
Doing the milk crate challenge, and then you laugh and go, "Hey, why are you laughing? Well, you idiot. You
it's
had it coming.
Look at it.
You had it coming."
So mine involves pain, too. And mine is more the unexpected. So there's a few videos on the internet. And one specifically is this lady at a basketball game. She's at an NBA basketball game.
We've talked about
you're already laughing. You're already laughing.
This is amazing. It's great.
So this guy in the NBA court inbounds a ball from like a cross court, right? He launches his ball, and it's way over the guy's head, and it goes flying into the stands. Right?
Bad pass.
It was a bad pass. It was a really high pass, and he might even one-armed it. So this ball was cooking. It was coming in hot. So this lady and the cameraman got it perfect. He had the greatest angle. This lady sitting there, she's got glasses on, and, dude, she looks a lot like my mom. She really does. She has kind of the same hair, the same face, almost same glasses. This lady takes a basketball to the face, and dude, they slow-mo it. And you know when you get, like, hit? Like, this basketball warps this lady's face because she's not expecting it. She doesn't react to it. She's looking down.
No, it's
right? So the ball slow motion comes in and hits her face. Well, her head goes backwards, right? But her face kind of, like, forms around the ball, and her glasses don't move.
No.
Her face was originally.
Looks like the Invisible Man is sitting there at one point because she is gone, and it's just the glasses hovering in space and time. And it's
this lady's face and the look she has on her face as it's happening, dude.
I'm pretty sure she's
dead. Serious. I can watch this for a week straight and laugh every loop.
So
every loop.
Is it headshots in general that will always be funny to you? I think I got it.
Unexpected. That's a good. That's a key word right there. Unexpected headshot.
Yeah.
Because man, you're getting the full blunt of it, man.
Yeah.
Wham!
I agree. Headshots are always great, right along there with nut shots. It's kind of those two are kind of, they coincide. I think that for us, I think it's very guttural. I think it's very primal that we will always. There was cavemen probably laughing at other cavemen getting hit in the nuts or getting
tripping and
falling. Like Unga Bunga threw a rock and it bounced off the cave wall and hit him in the head. Oh, and then the other cavemen laughed, and that was it.
Do yourself a favor out there if you got a little extra time before work. Type in "lady NBA headshot."
YouTube. You will not go into work because you will die laughing. That's it. You're going to spend the rest of your day just watching that.
Warp.
Great answer. Fantastic answer. That it will never not be funny. Headshots, nut shots. I think for me, and I'm going to be immature. I'm going to do it, but farts. Farts will never not be funny, okay? Even now, like I have a daughter, okay? She's 2 months old, and she farts like a trucker, and it cracks me up every single time. Even when it smells terrible. Hunter, even back in the good old days when you were here in the studio, and you would just ruin the studio. It was still funny.
SBD, man.
It was still funny. Rip-roaring ones, quiet, silent ones, stinky ones. It's just farts are always funny. They will never not be funny.
Like, for instance, last night, like, I was in the living room watching TV, I was watching that ZZ Top documentary, and she was in the bedroom sleeping. I thought she was sleeping. I'll get here from the... I farted. She laughed from the bedroom. It was so loud. Like, damn.
Yeah.
You heard that?
It's got... It had some bass in that one. It's great. The only other thing that will never not be funny for me, too, is when, I don't want to say a bit goes on too long. And I'm not talking about the, like, when someone does, like, something really repetitive, like, it's kind of like even that noise. Like, you and I always joke, sometimes I'll be like,
I used to do that as a kid.
I don't know.
Shut up,
it's just
there.
It's just something that, like, because you know, it gets to a point where I'm just like, is this still going on? Like, I don't know why that cracks me up. TV shows, movies, like, kind of an extended bit where it goes on too long. Like, you know, like, okay, they could have ended this 30 seconds ago. And that just will always be funny to me because I think it goes from funny to questionable back to funny. And I think that's the key part right there. That's the key part. That and kids falling down. Kids falling down, too, is another thing that will never not be funny.
Because they don't get hurt that bad.
No, it's
closer to the ground,
great.
You know?
It's great. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What will never not be funny? We got some great answers on Facebook we're going to get to. We want to hear from you. We'll be back. WIRX.
Brock WIRX.
Good morning, 751. You know, the Village People will never not be funny, all right?
It's very true.
It's the whole thing. You know, good, great musicians. Just the whole setup. Like, some people got together and said, let's make a band with a construction worker, a Native American.
I want to be the Indian. I want to be the construction worker. I want to be
that biker that is...
The fireman.
The biker in very tight leather, okay? Very tight leather. Anyway, your topic
kind of
for
the
today.
Outlier right there.
He's kind of he's the bad boy. Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What will never not be funny? Mike said them Tennessee fainting goats. That is pretty funny. That is. Yes.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Somebody else brought that up like not too long ago.
We were at the
youth fair and somebody brought it up. They're like, hey, remember that video with all the fainting goats? Like, what are these goats just like?
I think it's a defense mechanism, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. Which is just a terrible defense mechanism, yeah.
Hey! What if humans did that? Anytime you're in a weird situation, you just...
Actually, but there are some humans that do that. Whenever they get a stressful situation, and then they're down. They're down, you know? Yeah.
No, they say
those people that go on like that slingshot ride and pass out is hilarious. Hilarious. Let's see. Brandon said nut shots or crop dusting an entire aisle at the store. Is that guy. You know what? Nut shots, yes. And I know I said farts are always funny, but there's nothing worse than when you walk like down an aisle and you're like, oh my God, who was down here? And then you try and find, like, you get through the aisle quick and you look around to see who it was, see if there's someone laughing their ass off.
I'm a terrible person. Sometimes my wife and I will be walking together and we'll like walk by somebody. I'll let one loose and it'll be loud. Just right around that person. She gets so embarrassed. Oh, my worst. God. So start walking all fast. It was her.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
The worst.
Your poor wife. Lauren said a falling kid will never not be funny. Amen. It's just fine. Not that we want the kid to get hurt. It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Here's a good life hack. If you want to know if you're old or not, just fall down in the street. If people laugh, you're still young.
You're still young.
If people come to you in concern, you're getting old.
Sir, are you okay? Sir, madam, are you okay? Oh, I'm old. Damn it. Chad had a good one. What will never not be funny? 69.
Come on. Anytime somebody says it, or, you know, I'm like waiting for that person. You know,
that's why whenever I get to pull a number, whenever I get to pull a number someplace at a deli or the DMV, I'm just always, but give me 69, please give me 69. I'm going to have a heyday with this.
You can see like Billy Madison, 69,
nobody laughs. 69. It's always funny. Andy had a good one. What will never not be funny? Answering a question with D's nuts.
Oh boy.
You ever answered a question with D's nuts?
Yeah. These nuts.
You got to set it up.
See, for a while there, it was being used too much, so it kind of got old after a while. Because that's all you would see is that gif of that kid.
Yeah.
These nuts.
Yeah, that's true. See, with certain things, you can run out too much, but these nuts are still pretty funny. I like it when they do it to, like, people, like, political people. Like, they get them to answer back, and then they nuts. Yeah. And that's always good. Karma, that was Dustin's answer. Yeah, that's always a funny thing. Karma?
Yeah, instinct karma.
Instant karma. That's one of my favorite subreddits on Reddit.
It really is
the instant karma one, because it's just, there's something sweet and poetic about it. You know,
it is. The instant part of it too. Like he or she does something and then turns around and they fall on their face or they trip on something. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's great. Usually injuries involved. You're like, good, that person deserved it. And that's fine. As a society, I think we need to all hop on board with the fact that that's funny. Instant karma will always be funny because that person had it coming. And it's okay that we all accept that, because in the same thing, if you do something that you should be, you know, punished for in a funny manner, right, then yeah, we're all going to laugh.
And you do right away.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It's even better. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.